Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we're going to Cap Cana, Dominican Republic, around the Punta Cana area, the five-star upscale luxury location. We're going to talk about pre-construction at Harbor Bay. It's about time, ladies and gentlemen. They've been selling this resort, or shall I say condominium, project for a while, but I figured I would start talking about upscale luxury with large size condo units in an upscale luxury environment where there's five-star hotels, where there's amenities, where they have their own little village, shopping areas, polo, PGA golf, amphitheater, and world famous beaches all in one location. You're going to have to pay a little more to live there, but there's still pre-construction, which means no credit check, no qualifying, no barriers to entry for real estate investing. And welcome. Stop struggling now. Gear check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, I want to thank you so much for being here, and please share the videos, because you never know who you're trying to help or who's looking for information. In this case, we're talking about five-star, five-diamond hotels in Cap Cana. That means we're talking about Dominican Republic, right by Punta Cana, within 15 to 25 minutes, depending on where you're driving from, even if it's the airport. And it's secure gated, meaning if you're staying in Cap Cana, you can get in. If you're not staying in Cap Cana, generally, you can't get in. Now, world-class amenities are all here. Therefore, it will cost you a little bit more money if you decide to buy villas or condos in that vicinity. But first, let's go to the Stop Struggling Now YouTube channel podcast page, and once again, please share the videos. That helps out greatly. And also, if you'd like to become a member of the channel, you see a few members here along this line. Thank you so much. But if you'd like to become a member, hit the join button over here on the right hand side. You receive special messages under the community tab, one or two videos per month specifically for you, and you can join me on any live stream. And on Wednesday night live streams, only you can be in the chat room. That is some of the perks. Now, let's get into it, shall we? After that short and sweet episode there, here we are. Harbor Bay at Noval, by Noval Properties. Just giving you a teaser. Why? Because a lot of people don't know what Cap Cana is. Now you have to understand, remember, this is real estate investing ideas, overseas real estate investing ideas. Because you have to understand, it always costs more. Real estate costs more in upscale luxury locations. So therefore, if you want to buy in here, then you know your appreciation and the value of your property generally is going to rise. You just don't know if it's going to be 5% a year, 10% a year, 20%. Whenever there's a building boom or when there's an economic boom, then your appreciation could go up 30% in a year. You just never know. But now is the time to get in while they are still undervalued. What's going to happen when another 2 million visitors come to the Dominican Republic, and out of those 2 million, 1.2 to 1.4 go through the Punta Cana Airport, and Cap Cana is outside of it. So let's look into this. You see what's scrolling on the screen. And I'm just going to leave it there and not go too in depth here, but the Dominican Republic is where this is. But I want to give you an overview. Here is a marina. So all these people that live in these condos, you have a marina out front. You have the ocean also nearby within walking distance. But this gives you an idea on all the things that are happening there. Juanillo Beach, world famous, also here. The golf course, Punta Espada Golf Club, where they have the PGA Tour occasionally, and other golf events here. They also have polo, which is very interesting. We'll get into that. And then, of course, they have world famous restaurants. One is a Four Diamond. That's at Eden Rock. And all the rest of these reviews are generally good. But that's what you do in an upscale environment. Now, I don't want to go away from this too fast, because I do want to show a few other things, because they do have the things to do in Cap Cana. So, of course, the water is there, so you can easily do that. But then they have their skate park at Cap Cana. Of course, you have to pay to enter into that. And then, of course, they're showing a little adventure with the paddle boards and other things. And now they have at Sanctuary Town some more restaurants, bars. And again, this is a hot spot of the elite. They have all-inclusive Five Diamond, five-star locations within Cap Cana. You don't have to leave. So think of that. Now, let's get into Harbor Bay, shall we? Let's get into it. Harbor Bay, and in fact, life starts here. I like that. This is not in English, but again, here is where there's going to be bars, restaurants, nightclubs, boats, yachts, upscale environment. Therefore, when you're staying at Harbor Bay, you're among some of the, well, let's call it what it is, top 10 percenters generally are going to hang out here. All right? Here's what it starts to look like. Views of the little inlet, all right? Views of the ocean as well. And here goes some of the amenities. Look at on the right-hand side of the screen. This would be a very nice view, right? Seeing the little bay. You can actually go out here, do your kayaking, your paddleboarding, your swimming, whatever you want to do. Or if you have any boats you're renting, you can pull up. Notice the fitness center. And this is what they say here. 186 apartments with vistas of the ocean. That's worth its weight in gold. Rooftop lounge with panoramic views. Worth its weight in gold. But the amenities, we have a gym, which is the fitness room. We have a park, a private park. Security, 24 hours a day, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. So there's not too much with regards to the amenities that you guys are accustomed to. But you're in Cap Cana. So this is the atmosphere that you're going to want and that you will love if this is your lifestyle. And again, anything you invest in will increase in price a lot faster than a lower end property. Just to give you an idea, all right? So anything that is luxury and upscale, you need one or both, you get a higher value on your return of your investment. Just keep that in mind. I keep saying it. So here's a golf course that you guys already know about. There's a golf course at Los Corrales. And then, of course, there's the golf course at Cap Cana. All right. And again, this is where Harbor Bay is going to be located. Look, you can go right out to the ocean. And now you understand why this is valuable. This gives you an idea, because we've talked about low-end properties for pre-construction, but when we start getting into this higher-end Now, all of a sudden, there's other people who are looking for higher end projects. Here's a perfect one on the bay inlet, and you can go out to the ocean. And if you have a boat, guess what? This is a marina, so your boat can be moored here. So think about all that. And now you get an idea. 10 minutes to Juanillo Beach, 11 minutes to the golf course, 12 minutes, they're claiming, to the international airport. So it seemed like it was longer than that to me, but hey, maybe it is. 5 minutes to Appy Beach. There's two beaches. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Fishing Lodge is right here as well, 3 minutes away, walking distance. 10 minutes to the Punta Cana Polo Club, wherever there's equestrian and polo. Again, ladies and gentlemen, high end. Blue Mall is 10 minutes away. Marina Punta Cana Resort and Club is 5 minutes away. And Supermarket is 10 minutes away. Look at this. Casino is 1 minute away. It's right there in the village, ladies and gentlemen. You are 1 minute from the casino. And here's the horse stables. You're 5 minutes away. And then the ecological trail that they have in there, 3 minutes to start. So you see, you have amenities that most people don't think about. But in this case, you have the amenities that you need. Here is the simple amenities within the master plan. Rooftop. All right. There's a rooftop seating area, lounge area. There's the fitness center underneath. There's a lobby, of course. You can rent it out if you choose. You have your pool and you have a bar by the marina in front of your complex. Very nice. Can't complain. And now unit sizes, of course, nice size. When you have 88 square meters, that's roughly a little like 990 square feet. Your terrace is 250 square feet. That's very nice. It looks like there could be a jacuzzi on there. I don't think it's included. Now, keep in mind, these are large. When we get to a two-bedroom, we're looking at roughly almost 1,500 square feet. Terrace is 300 square feet. Very, very nice. You can see the configurations. I will have a link down below. You can get in touch with Wilson. He's the realtor for this. Best listings. Let them know you came from SSN Nation. Eric sent you if you decide that you want to consider purchasing. His WhatsApp number and everything will be down below. And this brochure, you will be able to pull up yourself and look at it. So that's why I'm going to go through this a little bit faster, because you can pull this up. Here goes another two-bedroom, 2.5 baths, by the way. That's what I love. All of these include a half bath. So bedroom, full bath, first bedroom, second bedroom, full bath, and then usually one in the hallway area. Even though in this case, I don't see a half. I see baño, but I don't see a half. So it looks like a two-bedroom on this one. And there goes the bathroom there. So no half bath here, but I see upstairs, downstairs. So maybe there's some more to it because there's a terrace. So again, that was a two-bedroom, two-bath. And now I have to go back because we have to go look at this. Here is the one-bedroom, and they have baño here, bathroom in the hallway. So again, that's only one-bedroom, one-bath. And here we have two bedrooms, two bath. So there is no half bath. All right. Doesn't look like a half bath is anywhere near, unless some, upstairs. Here we go. There's another bathroom. I knew there was another bathroom somewhere, except it's a full bath on this one. So this has a terrace to it. Typo 2 has an upstairs terrace. So we'll call this the penthouse unit. So there you have it. I didn't even see that. But now that we went over it again, there you have it. Now, the type 3 bedroom unit is huge. 252 square meters, 140 square meters of terrace. That's like 2,700 square feet. And that's like over 1,500 square foot terrace. And this has a, whatever you want to call it, maid's quarters, service quarters. It has a half bath. It has a full bath also in the service quarters area. Then each bedroom has its own full bath. Very nice. has a little foyer when you walk in. Beautiful arrangement on this one. And you guys are about to find out how much this is all going to cost, right? Here goes a large, also lateral three bedroom that they're referring to. This is a little different, where the master seemingly has its own wing, almost, so to speak, even though it's off of the dining room, living room area. But there's also a small maid's quarters as well here with this full bath. There's a half bath here. And then, of course, the two bedrooms here have their own full baths. So this could be considered a three bedroom plus one. So again, nice size unit, 199 square meters with a 73.94 square meter terrace, or terraces is. Now, this gives you some more idea of how it's going to look. These are all renderings. Delivery is not for like another year and a half, 2 years. Here we go, Harbor Bay. Beautiful arrangement here. Let me know what you guys think with your comments down below. That's all I can talk about, except for here we go. This is what you can put down, your initial down payment. You can go 20% down, 60% during construction, 20% on delivery, or you can put 50% down, 30% during construction, 20% on delivery, or you can put 90% down, 0% for during construction, and then 10% on delivery. Remember, all contracts are negotiable. So if you love this place, then you have to say, hey, this is what I want to do. It's allowed during pre-construction. 18 years of experience for Noval. A lot of you may not be familiar, but these are the go-to guys. If they're renderings, whatever you see in their renderings, that's generally what the project or the unit is going to look like. So if the renderings look like this, it's pretty damn close. We're talking about very close is how it's going to look when they put out this finished product. That's one of their hallmarks, so to speak. So with all that said, ladies and gentlemen, let's wrap this up. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, but we always figure a way. If you can't buy condos, villas outright, then why not do pre-construction? If you don't understand the ramifications, while the interest rates are high, real estate prices usually stay the same, but typically go down. What happens when the interest rate, the Federal Reserve, central banks reduce interest rates? More people buy homes, which means the demand increases the value of your property. That's the position you want to be in. That's why you should consider buying in 2023. So with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.